This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla today. The notice will be moved by three Congress members, Mohammad Javed, K. Suresh and Mallu Ravi. If the resolution is taken up by the Lok Sabha, Mr. Birla will not preside over the proceedings and instead he will sit among members. The resolution to remove the Speaker was not taken up yesterday due to opposition's uproar over their demand on the discussion on West Asia. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha will continue discussion on the working of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. The Upper House is also scheduled to take up discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. In Nepal, counting for 165 seats under the first-past-the-post system is complete and counting for proportional representation is underway. Under the first-past-the-post system, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won in 125 constituencies, Nepali Congress won 18 seats, UML has 10 seats and NCP has won 8 seats. RPP has won 1 seat, Shram Sanskriti Party has won 3 seats and an independent candidate has won 1 seat. The Election Commission had completed the counting of nearly 90% of the votes cast under the proportional representation system. So far, 6 political parties have crossed the PR threshold, with the RSP leading by significant margin. Any party must cross the PR threshold, which is by securing 3% of the valid votes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Chairman of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamihani, and senior leader of the RSP, Balendra Shah, on their electoral victories and the RSP's resounding success in the Nepal elections. In his telephonic conversations with them, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes for their forthcoming new government and India's commitment to work with them for mutual prosperity, progress and well-being of the two countries. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that with joint endeavours, India and Nepal relations will scale new heights in the years ahead. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah today conveyed greetings to all personnel of the Central Industrial Security Force on their raising day. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, CISF plays a vital role in safeguarding critical infrastructure across the nation. Mr. Modi added, their unwavering commitment to duty contributes greatly to India's security and progress. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, their dedication reflects true spirit of patriotism and professionalism. He also paid tributes to martyrs who made supreme sacrifice for the country. The government has issued order to oil refineries for higher LPG production and using such extra production for domestic use. This move came amid current geopolitical disruptions to fuel supply and constraints on supply of LPG. In a social media post, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that the government has prioritized domestic LPG supply to households and introduced 25-day inter-booking period to avoid hoarding and black marketing. It said that non-domestic supplies from imported LPG is being prioritized to essential non-domestic sectors such as hospitals and educational institutions. US President Donald Trump has threatened to escalate military action against Iran if Tehran attempts to block oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz, while at the same time predicting the conflict could end sooner than expected. Speaking at a news conference, Mr. Trump said American forces had already inflicted serious damage on Iran's air force and navy and suggested the war could conclude well within the initial 4-week time frame he had outlined. Iran's Revolutionary Guards responded swiftly, warning they would not allow, in their words, 1 liter of oil to leave the region if US and Israeli strikes continue. In the Swiss Open badminton tournament, Indian stars H.S. Pranoy and Kidambi Srikanth will spearhead the Indian challenge starting in Swiss city of Basel today after 2-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu gave a miss. And that is the end of this news bulletin.